Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to tackle some recent news, which is Oracle's purchase of NetSuite, a longstanding CRM and ERP system. And Oracle's recent purchase of NetSuite might indicate some shifts in the market. So to get some insight on what this means for CRM and for other companies like Microsoft, SAP, and Salesforce, I have joining me today one of my most insightful and reliable contributors, and that's Brent Leary of CRM Essentials. Brent, welcome.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us today. So I know you have several thoughts about this purchase. It kind of took me a little bit by surprise, but maybe we could start by talking a little bit about what you think this purchase means for, say, other sort of well-established CRM offerings like a Microsoft Dynamics, like a Salesforce, like SAP. Do you think it competes directly with those offerings to bolster Oracle's CRM with NetSuite?
It's kind of interesting because you kind of look at the history of the acquisitions that Oracle has made, and they cover they just cover the gamut. I mean, they run from, you know, traditional ERP, you know, like PeopleSoft and things of that nature, and JD Edwards, and they bought things that are, you know, CRM focused. They bought things that are e-commerce focused. They bought things that are human capital management. So they have basically kind of picked and choose rather sizable companies that have pretty good established names and customer bases in a number of different business areas, and have kind of rolled them under the Oracle umbrella. And so in a lot of instances, people were saying, well, this is not a big surprise. More like we were just waiting for them to buy NetSuite because of all the ties that they have with Larry Ellison. I think it still was at the time before the acquisition, the biggest single shareholder of NetSuite. And so there are some interesting ties, you know, that go beyond that. You know, they are definitely ERP, CRM kind of combination that makes sense from an Oracle perspective, because Oracle has kind of looked at ways that they can compete more heavily and leverage their strengths in the CRM market. And I think their strengths are having these other pieces to the puzzle and being able to pull them together. And so NetSuite, I think, adds an interesting component from an ERP perspective, because they were really driven over the last couple of years into combining commerce into their CRM solution. And so I think that was a nice, interesting piece that maybe attracted Oracle even more than just looking at it as a traditional CRM or a traditional ERP combination, but it's that commerce component. And although Oracle has bought companies like ATG and they have a commerce cloud, this combination is already fully integrated with what NetSuite was doing with CRM and commerce and ERP. So that was probably something that made them want to pull the trigger right now. And I think that combination is becoming critically important, because you see what SAP has done with Hybris, and you know their commerce cloud is kind of based on, or customer engagement and commerce, CEC, is kind of based on that combination as well. And I think you've seen it with Salesforce buying Demandware. I know we're going to talk about sign of Salesforce and their acquisitions a little further later on, but you're seeing this combination of commerce and CRM coming together. And I think NetSuite offered that a quicker path possibly than Oracle would be able to do on its own.
And so now let me ask you this, because there's a kind of longstanding history with Oracle's purchase of various other companies, and this is true of other companies and their acquisitions as well, where sometimes the product kind of continues to stand on its own and function somewhat autonomously within a portfolio, and sometimes it kind of gets folded in and absorbed or alternatively just kind of killed off. Oracle notably did that with some of the Sun Microsystems acquisitions of a few years ago. What do you think the fate of NetSuite is?
That's really a fascinating question because you're right. There are things that Oracle buys that you never hear from again. And then there are things they buy that you can see becoming sort of like a foundational component in one of their clouds. And I think NetSuite, like I said, because Oracle has a commerce cloud and they have kind of like the ERP focused cloud as well. And what I think possibly NetSuite offers is kind of the combination, the bringing together of those two. And that may make NetSuite a little unique in a sense that most of the Oracle acquisitions, they were focused on one area. And sometimes it felt like they were already playing in that area when they bought another company that also played in that area. And sometimes it felt like, well, you know, what's going on here? And then you don't hear much about that, one of the two. But I think NetSuite has an opportunity to be a little different because of that combination of commerce and CRM and ERP. And that may be what changes things and makes NetSuite a little different acquisition and a little different integration path than some of the other applications and companies have faced.
So now, finally, let me ask you this. This is kind of a different way of thinking about this. Do you think that this acquisition kind of better positions Oracle to compete with some of the big players that we've discussed, the Salesforces and Microsofts, SAPs? And is it more about sort of filling out potentially sort of the SMB offering within the Oracle portfolio so that it can kind of go a little bit down market and reach those customers? Or is it more about this integration that you discussed previously? And do you think it puts Oracle in a better position to compete with the other big giants in CRM?
I think when it comes to the SMB space, I think NetSuite was playing more at the high end of the S and more into the M, which I think it could be very helpful for Oracle as they have, the enterprise and the higher end of the kind of the mid-enterprise companies. That's really been, where Oracle lives, their bread and butter. But as we've seen, there's a ton of need for the larger end of the small business sector and going into the middle enterprise. These companies, and there are millions of these companies, and they're in a good percentage of these folks are growing and are needing to scale. And so I think that this does give Oracle an opportunity because NetSuite had built a really good reputation actually in that space. And I think this does help Oracle in that regard. And I think it helps Oracle when you look at competing with a company like Microsoft, who has built a big reputation and covers the bases when it comes to that mid-enterprise for CRM and ERP. So I do think it helps. And I think it does help in terms of answering, what Salesforce has done with, Salesforce, the acquisition of Demandware. We still don't know exactly how it's going to come together, but that was a big acquisition and kind of signaled the importance of integrating commerce and customer engagement. SAP buying Hybris a couple of years ago. So they have that solution and they're bringing those two pieces together. So I think it could be, it all depends, it's kind of hard to say, but it could be a really good move by Oracle to compete on a number of different fronts. But it's all about how the integration, how the bringing NetSuite under the Oracle umbrella, how it's done. And that's to be determined at this point.
Right. That's something that you've brought up on occasion that, with these acquisitions, it's all about execution, right? You can absorb and bring into the portfolio whatever you want, but really making that seamless, making customers feel taken care of and like there's a continuous flow of service, that's a whole different matter.
Yeah, it really is. And in certain instances, with the acquisition being announced, and this happens, it's not just an Oracle thing, it happens with a number of companies. Sometimes when a big enterprise company buys a company that's been more focused on the SMB space, it makes that traditional customer of the acquired company nervous. It makes them what's going to happen to me? You know, are they going to all of a sudden start swimming upstream? Are they going to start paying less attention to my company and looking for bigger deals? And so there's some apprehension that comes about. And so it's imperative for Oracle to make it really clear the role that NetSuite is going to play and reassure that current customer base that they're going to be taken care of just as well or even better than they were when it was just NetSuite on its own.
Well, this is something we're going to be watching over the course of the next, say, 6 to 12 months to see how this plays out and whether it kind of enhances the Oracle portfolio or diminishes the NetSuite kind of autonomous application. So we'll be watching for that. And Brent, as always, thanks so much for your insight on the market, and we'll be checking in with you again soon.
Thanks again, Lauren.
And for more on CRM, you can always check out searchcrm.com and also searchsalesforce.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.